Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
UCLA Gymnastics is one of the powers in the sport, and they've been working hard behind the scenes getting ready for the new season that's just around the corner. We are very pleased to be joined by one of the stars of the team, a former Olympic gymnast, Samantha Peschick, and Valerie Condos Field, the coach of the Bruins, one of the best coaches in any sport anywhere. And Coach, thanks for joining us again on UCLA.
Thank you.
Well, it's true, you've got six national championships. That's a pretty good resume.
Thank you.
We mentioned you've been working hard behind the scenes, new season right around the corner. Tell us about the excitement of getting going again.
I feel like I've said this every year, but really this year, we are a step up from the last few years. We are healthy, knock on wood. Thank you, Sam. And we are more talented than we've been the last few years, and the energy and the synergy is just, it's magical right now. Every single day in the gym. And I'm walking around the campus, or I'm walking the athletic department, and people say, how's it going, Coach? And it's like, great. And they said, whoa, really? I'm like, yeah, life is just great. So that's how we feel daily.
You're coming off a finish second in the nation last year. It's not like you didn't win a meet last year, but you really are enthused about this squad.
I'm really enthused. What was so great about last year was we weren't ranked above ninth all season. We had a few injuries, unfortunately, and you know, we were struggling all year. And so if we had made it to the Super Six, which is that last round, we felt that we were really successful. And at that point, it was anyone's game. So to finish second in the country by 0.2 was like we won the national championship. So.
And Sam, when you talk about healthy, how are you feeling this year? You ready to go?
Great. Yes, actually, I really am. This year I am. You know, last year I had a little bit of an injury right around this time. But this year I'm way healthier and stronger and ready for the season for sure.
The fun part about Sammy is she is healthier physically than she was before the Olympic Games. So she's healthier than she's been in 4 years. And
you mentioned that Sam's healthier this year than when you were back competing in club. Tell us a little bit about the difference between competing at the collegiate level and competing at the Olympic level, the national team level.
Yeah, they're actually, you know, there's differences and there's similarities. You know, being on the national team is just like being on the college team in some ways. Like, you're on a team, you want to win, you're all out there together, you're pulling for each other, and you want everyone to do well, including yourself. However, there's lots of differences, and although I just said it was like a team sport, you know, college is way more team-oriented and more morally centered, if that makes sense. And competing for the national team, there's nothing like it, traveling across the world, but college gymnastics brings a different aspect to gymnastics that there's nothing that could take the place of that.
We were alluding to earlier about the second place finish last year at the NCAA championships. Sam, not only were you a part of the team, but you also competed in the individual event finals on the balance beam, and you won, competing a standing full, which no one else has done at the collegiate level. So tell us a little bit about that experience. It was your first nationals. What was the feeling like?
Well, I've competed in a lot of meets throughout my gymnastics career, but there's nothing that's been like the NCAA national championships in college, and it was so exciting, and I had no idea what to expect going into it, but having my team behind me and all the girls that I knew had my back was just, you know, the best feeling, and I know that we were all going out there to win it and do our best that we possibly could. And like Ms. Val said, coming in second, although we would have loved to win from the season that we've had, we were very thrilled, and I think it left us wanting more, which is good for this season. So
Ms. Val, college gymnastics is unique amongst sports. A lot of sports, you know, basketball players come here, they try to get a resume to go on to the pros. In college, you get a lot of athletes who have succeeded at a very high level at a very young age, and then they come to college and compete. What motivates the athletes to succeed at the college level?
Well, I think what Sam just alluded to was this is the first time in their career they really train and compete as a team. And Allison, you experience this as well, training elite and competing in that arena. Even though you go to, say, the World Championships or the Olympic Games, which, I mean, that's the pinnacle of your career, right? You're not really training day in and day out with a team. And I think our U.S. national team does a great job of making the teammates feel like they really are a team and that they're working towards something. But when they get to college, it's the first time in their lives that it is day in, day out. And the reward that they learn to appreciate being a part of something greater than yourself, those rewards is the big value lesson for gymnasts coming to college.
Ms. Val, your extensive dance background and your master choreography have made UCLA known for very unique floor and beam routines. Tell us a little bit about your process. I know it's extensive.
Yes.
Tell us about the process of making your routine and how you make it personalized for each athlete.
A routine really doesn't, I feel a routine doesn't really come to fruition unless there's a story behind it. And that's what I woke up last night at 2 in the morning thinking about you, that we have a character, but we don't have a story yet. So we're working on that today, okay?
Okay.
Great. So when there's, for me, I've always felt the choreography is not about the steps. It's about the pictures. There has to be clean pictures, and there has to be some sort of emotion that the audience feels when they watch it. You may not understand it, but it should emote something from you. And the routines that turn out great are the ones where I don't think about the choreography, but I think about telling the story. And if I can convey that story correctly, you're going to feel something. You're not going to know maybe what their character really is or know the story, but you're going to feel something. And then I feel that's a successful routine.
When your season starts, you've got 5 meets. You're in the Wooden Center this year with Poly Pavilion under renovation. Pretty intimate surroundings there, 2,100 packing their way in. We got to remind people that if you want to get in, you got to get tickets early.
Yes.
Because the meets are going to sell out.
Yes. The meets will sell out. Women's volleyball has been selling out. And what's so cool is I've run into people, Bruins, like at football games, that have said they've been going to Bruin events for 20 years. And coming to women's volleyball in the Wooden Center are some of the most exciting events they've ever been to. And it's because of that intimate setting. Wooden Center did a great job bringing in lighting and a big screen TV and all that.
And it's really loud.
It's loud, and it's... I remember when we moved from the Wooden Center to Poly Pavilion in the 80s, our diehard fans didn't like it as much because you weren't right on top of the athletes like they like to be. So this year, right, we have 5 home meets. We are almost sold out of every meet, and it will be we will be turning people away, hopefully. I'm sure we will. They're planning on putting the overflow into by Carl's Jr. up in the big screens up there in Ackerman. So it's going to be a really exciting event. And I just say, if you plan on coming, just come a little bit early.
Being a former student-athlete gymnast myself, I know that every year the team has a theme, something that you kind of base your entire season off of, the feeling of the team on. So can both of you tell us a little bit about what it is this year?
Yeah, this year it's really exciting. We're actually superheroes. And, you know, I think each of us have our own idea and definition of what our individual superhero is, which is really exciting to talk about and to convey in our pictures and through our gymnastics of what we want our superhero to be this year when we compete. And so then, you know, when we go onto the competition floor, we're kind of using all of our superhero powers to take over the meet.
I was literally in the office about 7 o'clock one night, and I was thinking about the poster because we were doing our poster shoot, and I was thinking, I didn't have anything. And I just saw on the internet somewhere super action heroes. I was like, we're Los Angeles' true super action heroes. And it was kind of one of those moments where you realize it's going to be either really stupid or it's going to be really fun and edgy, right? And so far it's been fun and edgy.
I'm kind of mad I missed out on this superhero year. I'm not going
to
lie.
And when you come to our meets, please deck out in your super action hero garb.
You do not want to see that.
Come on,
I
gold spandex would look great on you.
Yeah, it's a requirement to get into the
okay.
meets.
Gold spandex.
You get it's a for sure in if you dress up like a superhero.
Get to the head of the line.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about school, too. You're a Scholastic All-American. How do you work in school with the gymnastics? It's a lot of practice for gymnastics. How do you work in your classwork?
It's actually been really tough this quarter. I'm taking harder classes, so that's always a challenge. But it's a challenge, so it's exciting for me to kind of figure out how to make it all work. And I've been working on time management since I've been little, traveling, missing school, and for international competitions. So I kind of treat it the same way. You know, I have a job to do when I wake up in the morning in the gym, and then I have a job to do with school. So although it's flip-flop from high school, I used to do school first and then gymnastics. I actually like better doing gymnastics first and then school. and then tutoring and studying afterwards. I'm really excited to figure out how to make it all work. And this quarter was kind of, you know, my trial run. So next quarter and the quarters to follow will be much better.
Val, I know a lot of your former student athletes keep in very close touch with you and follow the program. How's it feel being interviewed by one of your former team
so
members?
I'm so proud. I'm sitting here like, I'm so proud. I'm tearing up. But I look at little Allison. She's all grown up, and you're doing a beautiful job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Okay, now grill her with a hard question.
Well, since we're about to wrap up, I know the Meet the Team is this weekend in the John Wooden Center, which is a great preview for the season. So tell fans about how to get there, what they're going to expect when they get there.
Meet the Team, 2 o'clock, Sunday, John Wooden Center. I would suggest coming early because the reason why we hold this event is because the fans love it. And every once in a while we don't have it, and I get all these emails and letters and saying, you rotten coach, you need to have the Meet the Team. So we're doing the Meet the Team again, and let's start off strong, okay? Dress in your super action hero garb, and you're going to be able to get a little Gymnastics 101. You're going to learn what all those weird names are. What's a Shaposhnikova? What's a Jaeger? What's a
Tkachev?
you're going to learn all these things. We're going to show a little bit of how we train. We're going to get the girls up on beam, and we're going to try to make them get really uncomfortable, and we're going to get rowdy and noisy and obnoxious in the stands. We may be screaming some things like go Utes or roll tide or something like that to unnerve them.
And
the audience will participate in all this. We're also going to debut some flow routines. We're going to have some contests that include some fan participation. So it's a really fun day. We will do autograph signing, of course, at the end. And if you do come, and since it is the holiday season, we would like to encourage you to bring a gift, unwrapped, a new gift. There will be bins there. Santa and Mrs. Claus are making the trip down specifically for the Meet the Team. And there will be some bins for them to take. We will be taking it to the Mattel Children's Hospital.
The first meet gets going on January 8th in the John Wooden Center against Utah. And we look forward to a great season for UCLA Gymnastics. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
Thanks. And we'll come right back with more Bruin Talk right after these public service announcements.
A trophy can be made just about anywhere. But there's one place where champions are made. UCLA, champions made here.
Welcome back to Bruin Talk. It is now time to honor our Student Athlete of the Week. This week, we honor Brian Rowe of the men's soccer team as our Student Athlete of the Week. Brian made 3 saves and earned his 8th straight shutout of the season in a 1-0 NCAA quarterfinal win over Louisville. The 8th straight shutout ties the school record set by the 1977 squad and marks Rowe's 12th overall shutout of the season. The Bruins have not allowed a goal in 748 consecutive minutes of play dating all the way back to October. Congratulations, Brian, and good luck to the rest of the team. If you would like additional information about UCLA athletics, please visit our website at uclabruins.com.
Well, we spoke a few moments ago with a team that's going to be in the Wooden Center. Another team that will be playing in the Wooden Center this year is the men's volleyball team. They've had some preseason tournaments, but they come into the Wooden Center at the end of December for a couple of exhibitions, and then it all gets going for real. We are pleased to be joined by a couple of the great young sophomore stars of the team. We have Gonzalo Quiroga and Spencer Rowe with us. Gentlemen, welcome to Bruin Talk.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Much.
Spencer, we talked about that preseason match you guys had against Santa Barbara. You had 11 kills in that one. It got to feel pretty good to get out there swinging.
Yeah, it felt really good. I've been working really hard the past couple years to get a starting spot. And when Skates, our second team, we unfortunately lost the first game. And Coach Skates put all of our starters in, and we were able to put the match away. And, Kyle Caldwell is really setting well. So as long as me and him get in a groove, it's pretty easy to play well. Yeah.
Those fall tournaments really do get you going and get you in the mindset for playing in the regular season, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. It's good to get out there, like, see the team, see how we respond to pressure. That's probably the best part about him.
Gonzalo, you had an unbelievable freshman season, 298 kills to lead the team. You couldn't get two more? it had to feel great to step in and assume such a key role as a freshman.
Yeah, it was really hard to become a freshman starter right here. I knew that it would be hard coming from another country, playing with all new guys, new friends. I really enjoy it. I wish that we could do a little more last year. But I think that this year we have a really good team and we can play much better.
I will mention the other country you come from is Argentina, where your family has deep volleyball roots.
Yeah. All my family used to play volleyball. My dad, my mom, my uncle will play the Olympics here in 84. My brother is on the national team, he's the captain. So, yeah, we're a big volleyball family.
And Spencer, your family's deep UCLA roots.
Yeah. My great aunt actually came here way back, and she's a kook, so she's pretty fun. She's a big fan. My whole family's really embraced the Bruin family, and we just love to be part of it, yeah.
You guys start conference play on January 20th against Stanford, which was obviously a huge matchup for any Pac-12 school. How did the preseason tournaments boost your confidence and get you going into conference play feeling good about yourselves?
I think that we have a couple of games before the game Stanford, so that's good. We have a tournament at Santa Barbara. We have another one at Hawaii. We have a couple of games against two Canadian schools, so that's going to be good for us to become more confident on the court. I think that we can do really good this year.
Yeah, I was just excited to see the way our offense has been working. We have two really good middles, Thomas Amberg. Well, actually, we have three, Nick Vogel and Weston Dunlap. And our offense is working really well because when we pass, it opens up the whole court because the middles get up, it draws the other team's middles, and that really opens up the court for me and Gonzalo to put the balls away on the pin. So we are excited about that, the way offense can work. So we think we'll be doing well by the time Stanford comes around, being a really good rhythm.
Spencer, you're working the offense and you're working under the tutelage of the legendary coach Al Skates. Al Skates, really an institution in all of volleyball here at UCLA. He's announced his retirement after the year. What's it feel like knowing that you're getting the last go-around with this legendary coach?
Well, it's a lot of pressure. It's a good pressure, though, because we want to come through for him. You know, we have a lot of respect for him. He's been amazing, an amazing coach. He really pushes you, you know. He has times where, you know, he may sit you out and you'll get mad, but then you'll come back and you'll realize hey, you know, that month, last year when I was trying to get into the team or my spot, I was like, you know, I really became a lot better. And so I have a lot of respect for him for that. And now that I'm playing better, I mean, it's great. It's just, it's a real honor to play under him, and we really want to win his 20th championship.
Both of you now have a year's worth of experience on the Bruins volleyball court. Tell us a little bit about how your mindset going into this upcoming season is going to be different than when you came in as a freshman.
Mindset different is when I was a freshman, I was more focused on, I just want to be on the travel squad and, you know, see some points. I want to play. This year, I really want to win. I mean, I wanted to win last year, but this year, I love our team. We have good chemistry this year. I think this is the year where we can really do some great things, so I'm excited to get that started, as opposed to my freshman year where I just wanted to break into the team.
Yeah, as he said, there are a lot of things that you already know being a sophomore, a lot of situations, going out and play, for example, at Hawaii or all these new places. It was a lot of new things. I think that being a sophomore now, you are more focused on what you have to do, it's just go, play, win, and come back. So I think that being with that experience behind, I think it's going to really help us.
Gonzalo, I want to talk to you a little bit about serving, because you set a UCLA freshman record, 39 service aces last year. I know a lot, we talked with Bojana Todorovic from the women's team a lot about serving technique and when you hit a low floater, and a soft floater, and when you hit a deep drive. How do you size up the defense and form in your mind what kind of serve you're going to make?
Yeah, I love to to watch videos, as Coach Skates does too. So I really love to watch a video of the other team before, so to try to figure out who are the worst passers or whatever, and what kind of serve is the one that works. Because a lot of time, jump serve is the best one, but there are some teams that are really bad passing the floater. So yeah, through the season, I figured out what serve was better.
Do you show them something different to start the match and then hit them with the one you know is going to work?
Yeah. A lot of time, I just want to hit it hard, and then I figure out, okay, this is not working. They are passing really well, even if I hit it hard. So, yeah, I think that it is just about, what the other team is not doing good.
Spencer, the men's game is such a power-oriented game. You really need to have the good first pass, don't you, when you receive serve?
Yeah, that's the most important thing, because when we get the first pass and Kyle gets the ball in system, we have, you know, all of our options open. We can back set, we can go to a quick hitter, or we can shoot it to Gonzalo on the outside. And or we can even go to a Bic, which is like it's over the middle to the middle back hitter. And so when we're in system, we have five people getting ready to hit. It's really hard for the other teams to block us. So that's why we're successful there.
One thing you have excelled in is your work in the classroom. I mean, you carried a 4.0 for one of the quarters on the honor roll three times. Tell us about the studies at UCLA and what you're finding most interesting about being a student at this school.
Well, yeah, it's pretty tough sometimes. We do spend a lot of times in the volleyball court, but I do love studying a lot. I just had this course last year. It was all about space and, you know, life in the universe, and that was really cool. A couple of my professors worked for NASA, so I was really into that class, and just being able to, you know, have that pedigree of professors was amazing, and I just liked everything that they said, so I just wanted to study hard for them.
You had to be astonished with the discovery this week that there may be another planet with Earth-like conditions out in another galaxy. I mean, that's pretty astonishing stuff. Maybe
yeah.
A place to play if the Wooden Center has to be renovated.
Man, well, that's my dream, to see mankind on another planet, but, you know, that's a long way away.
Continuing with an academic discussion, Gonzalo, coming from Argentina, how did you adjust to speaking English and going to classes in a whole other country? I'm sure that was so difficult.
Yeah, it was really difficult at the beginning. Like, the first quarter, the first two quarters were really hard. Like, it wasn't a problem, like, to communicate with my friends or to play in the court. It was really difficult, like, to be in class, taking notes, study for midterms or finals, and it's still really hard. Like, yeah, right now I'm taking, like, he says, like, an astronomy class. It's really hard. It's really challenging, but it's very interesting. So, but yeah, I think that I'm, like, just with a lot of time, you get better with vocabulary and other stuff, and yeah.
Obviously, the Poly Pavilion renovation, we've been talking to all the teams that have come on Bruin Talk, who are going to be competing in the John Wooden Center. Tell us a little bit about how you guys are feeling about playing in there in a more intimate setting with the fans kind of packed in. The women's volleyball team has loved it, so what are your guys' thoughts?
I think that it's a little bit easier to play at Wooden Center than playing at Poly. I think last year we played the last three or four matches at Wooden Center and we didn't get used to it. And I think that being able to play all year long at Wooden Center this year is going to be much easier to us with all the crowd. It's going to be like much smaller than Poly, so that's good for us.
Yeah, I'm just excited to pack out the crowd in Wooden Center. You know, we played a couple of games in there where we had all the bleachers full, which felt awesome for us because obviously we don't feel Poly like the basketball team does. But when you're in the Wooden Center, the crowd noise is a lot better. You know, after good points, you hear the crowd. It's a lot more fun, yeah.
When you guys are getting set, if somebody's serving or if you're serving, I know that you've always got the setter holding the fingers behind the back, kind of calling out the plays. Is there a lot of verbal communication as the point's going on? Or is it mostly you kind of know where everybody's supposed to be?
Well, we practice a lot, so we know that when Kyle gives us the signals, what he expects us to do. Mostly the communication comes if you need to audible in the middle of a play. Gonzalo can talk about, you know, this or...
Yeah, like you switch a lot of plays, like in between. For example, if you have a perfect pass, like the play that you call is going to be the same, but suddenly if it's a bad pass, you have to call like a... high set or whatever, so yeah.
You actually say the words?
Yeah, you just say like high set or whatever.
Does it ever get so loud that you can't hear each other on the court?
Yeah, maybe like we have like different words for me. For example, sometimes I call it like in Spanish because it's easy for me to go in Spanish and they know what I'm saying.
That's
so
good.
It's easier. And that's good because the other team doesn't know what I'm saying.
Unless you're playing a team that speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
You never know. You mentioned it's trying to get the 20th championship for Al Skates. What does this team have to do to get that level?
Well, I think we need to play our best. I mean, it's going to take a lot of, you know, hard work. We've been putting in really hard work in the preseason. Our team got a lot more serious this year. We're coming into the gym even when there's no coaches, getting practice together ourselves. It's just going to take a lot of heart, you know, every play. You got to play your best, and you got to go for those balls that you may not think you could get, but when you actually go go chase them down, you get them. You know, it's just going to take a lot of, you know, coming up big and clutch situations and playing as a team and trusting each other. I think we can do it.
Yeah. Well, guys, good luck to you, and thanks for joining us on Bruin Talk. Well,
thank you very much. Yeah,
and thank you for joining us. As before, the men's volleyball team is going to sell out, so if you want to go to the matches, you got to get your tickets early and get there early to get a good seat. That's going to do it for this edition of UCLA Bruin Talk. For Allison, I'm Dave. We'll see you next week with another great show. Until then, so long from Westwood.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.